Hello, everybody. Welcome to the House of Larry Lamont's, where you always will receive a double help of the justice and truth on this Super Tuesday. I'm back in here again. We're going to give you a great show tonight, probably the best show out of all of these return shows. I know you're watching the big boys, but you're listening to the big boy. The big fella giving you what's up, what's happening on the election. First of all, let me tell you about my health. I know most of you wondered about that. Last night, my appetite perked up. I got up. I got a little more strength. I tried to do some walking and it was real weak. But I said, I'm going to put me on something to eat. Most of the food I had to take out to the dumpster and throw away because it had spoiled. Brand new food. And just think of that. The food that we waste in this country, the starvation in Gaza, dropping loads of food and rations into the sea, people rioting. We're going to deal with some of those issues tonight, but I said, what can I eat? Most of the things was messed up. I don't have the deep freeze like I had at the other house, the big freeze. Got a little freezer and little things I had up there. I had tried to eat and threw away. So I remember old college students' trick. I remember I had some ramen noodles up in the cabinet. And, you know, I'm a chef, so I got that, and I put a couple of those packets in there and made some Alfredo sauce on it and cut up some Spam up in it that I had left over. I ate about 5 bowls of that mixture. Nothing tasted more sweet. Ambrosia never tasted so sweet. I couldn't even get away from the pot. Every time I went to the pot, I had to put a little bit more and eat out the pot and so forth by myself. So I'm welcome to do that if I want to drink out the milk carton. You know, sheesh. And I just got through eating another meal. I don't have enough, a lot of food in the house and kind of scared to go to the store weak and dealing with these nuts. How am I going to get home with the groceries? So I'm glad to get myself together. I just saw that a friend of mine, you could say even like a relative or in-law, passed away. I didn't know that. So they have her service this week. 61 years old. She always see me. She always called me brother. All of them call me brother, the sisters. Now she's gone. And my eyesight was so bad, I looked and I saw her picture and so forth. Before, I didn't know that was her. I said, that name, I said, let me look again. And it was my friend. I consider her a friend. So our condolences go out to the family. And I want to now move on to what's happening today. I just fixed me a little vittles. I had some eggs and the expiration date on it was the 5th. And usually you can still eat them after, I guess almost close to a week or so after it and so forth. But now they tell you don't put them in even in an ice box. Put them on the outside. Don't even put your butter in an ice box and a refrigerator. So I just made me some eggs, some bacon. The bacon is good until April. That's was something good to way down in the end of April, so I said, I'm going to do good and eat this bacon. Had just a little bit of rice. I my butter was gone. So I made Spanish rice with it. And I ate good. For those who were praying for me and talking for me, you know, I warned you that they were going to poison me when I went to the hospital. Didn't I tell you that? Did I not tell you that? I knew I would have no recourse. That's why I told them, get out of my house and get away from here. Don't come back. I'm telling them what happened instead of I'm getting an apology and some type of perk. They don't think they got to give me nothing because they know I don't have an attorney to represent me. So I can't sue, which had been you. They had poisoned you, which I was poisoned, folks, with the medicine. Whether you can say it's deliberate or not, and I just shake off the effects. God allowed me to shake it off before it took me to the grave. Sheesh. They thought it was funny what they were doing to me, and I was just laughing. I told you about it, and I told her, you do know that you just signed documents about elder abuse. That includes you, too. You don't know that, don't you? Then she stopped grinning. And try to be a little more polite. But like I told her, I don't want you to give me a cup of water because you might spit in it. Sheesh. I know we're getting off the track of the election, but these things have to be said. So I'm doing okay. And get on another thing. Let's start the show the way we usually deal with it. With the three ham sandwiches. Sheesh. Three ham sandwiches walked into the United Nations licking on ice cream cones. One with sprinkles, one with a little hot fudge on it, and one with an empty cone because he didn't want no ice cream in the first place. He came to rob the other two ham sandwiches. One left in handcuffs. Would you happen to know which one that would be? I'm only asking for a friend. Sheesh. Yes, the old boy is back. They don't like that. That pisses them off. That's why the cops are looking at me like he wanted to shoot me or hit me or something, and I had done nothing. Just got old. This Sam sucker don't know a damn thing about it. Oh, man, what the fuck he mad about? Oh, excuse my mouth. But that's what I got to deal with. I was telling a guy I was talking to on the phone yesterday, a governmental a person, how nice he was and polite and how disrespectful these people are. I told you about the police officers. I told you about the bus drivers. They're talking all over now about how bus drivers are doing things of heroism all over the country. Such as, like, I believe in Chicago, saw a fire stop, knocked on the door, got the people out. You know, you can do more than just drive a bus. And if you do that, you could do that and do that politely, and like Pappy did for 50 years. He was never accused of saying anything rude to anybody. He was told that they were going to say things rude to him. He was told that would be his job. If he did. Because odds are the person he would say something about would have been a white person. And as he always said, he kept his mouth. He said, many a day I wanted to say something. Many a day I wanted to knock somebody on his ass and so forth. He said, but I couldn't do it because I had a wife and kids back home. And sheesh. And sometimes they weren't doing too good. Whether it's health-wise or whatever, they needed things. And he had to do what he could, even deprive himself maybe of a meal, so that he could make sure that he brought fresh fruit and vegetable back to his children and his wife. Whether it's big watermelons or what, you know, he made sure that we had. So, temper of the people here. And I told the gentleman, I said, you're very polite. He said, well, thank you. I said, it's what all of them are supposed to be doing. All of them. now we're going to get on this election. I told you how important it is to vote. I'm seeing the vote jumping back and forth with Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, especially, where it went from 27 votes in Massachusetts to one vote, one or two votes, and back and forth, 27 votes. Other states, 1,000 votes and so forth. It's very important that you vote. The voting process is something that they have made very difficult. People are now have learned not to trust in their government. You know, Donald Trump was a candidate when he ran originally. He got down to about the last 2 days, and they said that his aides and folks said that wrote books about it. All of the donors pulled their money back from him because they thought he was going to lose. They thought he was crazy. Thought he was incompetent. He had to front $10 million of his own money, and he didn't want to do that. Had the money, didn't want to put up his own money, and said, "I want my money back." But Donald, like he usually is, can't say, "I'm giving it to the American people. I want my money back before anybody else get paid." You know, like on Shark Tank, they said, "I want my return before you get yours. So what I give you, I want that back before you can get to see any of this money." Sheesh. So people think that you're crazy. Nikki Haley, I told you, had a great opportunity to win the election if it was ran correctly, which she never ran her election correctly. I didn't even like the way she dressed. She dressed more like she was a high school teacher. She didn't even look like she was 10 years in college. Nothing wrong with it, but she didn't look presidential. Her surroundings, look at the difference in the background of Donald Trump and look at the background of Nikki Haley. Donald Trump is surrounded by American flags. This guy hugging the flag and humping the flag and so forth, surrounded by him. So I would be proud to be standing up there on a stage like that, decorated like that with the presidential seal or the American Eagle or whatever. You ought to saw what I did with just a few bucks. A few dollars. And she usually, at her rallies and so forth, got one or two flags, and that's it. The other day, she had a stage full of them, and she looked more presidential. They don't know how to color coordinate, just like the background that they used for her presentation. And then she got a blue jacket on, in front of a blue screen or blue presentation. That makes no sense. They clash. And I wonder, didn't they know that? It should be, I said that about Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't look presidential. Donald Trump is looking more presidential all the time now. They got his hair cut or his wig or whatever, and they got it on there glued correctly. They're, got him in a nice suit. Like I said, out of that suit that looked like he got at the Goodwill or somewhere with that old red tie. And he got a look on his face, not like that scowl he had for his mugshot, but he's pleasant. He's even now speaking pleasantly. The Donald now seems to show that he has some manners. He's speaking gracefully about Nikki Haley. I stated that Nikki Haley could beat Christie and DeSantis and Vassili and all the rest of them, that she could come out on top to win the nomination, but not run into correct contest. always letting Donald Trump be the main focal point of her contest. And I'll tell you what she failed to do. Donald Trump in the last few days started talking about a running mate. And a long and a short list. She would have did better by having her running mate already named. And both of them running on the ticket together. It's just like for the next moon landing, Artemis, as I propose, there will be a woman and a black person or minority astronaut that will land in the lander and walk on the moon. First time for any woman, earthling, or anyone other than a white male. So she should have went out and looked and determined who she thought would be the best running mate. Should it be somebody black? Should it be somebody white? Should it be an unknown? You know, should it be somebody from academia? Somebody that got money? Somebody that not so well connected? Sheesh. But somebody with no luggage, no baggage. Don't come up and now say, well, I forgot to tell you, I received electric shocks years ago, but I'm all right now. Or I used to use narcotics so much until I had to go to rehab 3 or 4 times, but I'm all right now. But to vet these candidates, let it be known as she's doing it to show her caliber of picking people other than Donald Trump, who never picked anybody that was correct. Almost everybody Donald Trump picked turned out to be either a criminal, whether it's his business enterprises, whether it's his political advisors, military advisors, even down to his attorneys. They all got to go to jail. Don't skip jail, Nashish. This is an interesting point. So when I was the first one to come up with the idea about Donald Trump and the sedition, and talked about, I don't think that Donald Trump should be able to run for office again in this land because of the rules that's written down. I didn't write them down. They weren't written down by somebody that even predicted that there would be somebody like Donald Trump, Donald John Trump. They were there because they dealt with treasonous people such as Aaron Burr and others who, former vice president of the United States, who were willing to not only assassinate other American leaders, but sell American secrets to the enemy and then run like a rat behind them so they won't be hung. Because that's what he knew. So they came up with the Alien and Sedition Act to state that someone who worked against the government of the United States would not be eligible to hold office, any office. Now, folks, this was done by the Congress. The Congress knew what they were doing back then. The Congress meant anybody that was caught to be involved in sedition would not be eligible to run for public office again. Now, if you look at Donald Trump, when Donald first ran for president, he was under investigation of cohorting with Russian spies. This is a fact. This is not me talking. This is not Larry Lamar's talking. Sheesh. They said facts that he was investigated by federal intelligence agencies for his campaign staff and others to be involved with Russian intelligence officers. We know throughout his presidency, spies from China and other places kept trying to get to him, including to his house, or being arrested there because you had people who were doing their job. Not because Donald didn't say you're not welcome, or you're not my friend, or some of them are good people. Ashish. Then to be now said that he has documentation from the United States government that does not belong to him, and he knew it didn't belong to him, and then told, sir, just bring it back, and all is forgiven. He's still not going to do that. Try to find some way to be Donald Trump to still win the day. So that's why he is being indicted in all these states and so forth. Because of his sedition, because of his running the insurrection, because his lack of candor to show that he was interested in putting down the insurrection, sitting there saying, well, maybe Mike Pence needs to be hung. Ashish. Just think of that. This man, who come from high breeding, New York City, one of the richest individuals in the world, hire migrant workers who are illegal, that he knows is illegal, but he knows that he doesn't have to pay them everything that he paying Americans, citizens. Every step of the way, he has been a criminal, been convicted of sex charges. His wife won't even be seen with him. And he wants to make jokes about somebody else, play the dozen with somebody else. Where is his wife? Ashish. Where's Melania? Is she going to be at any of the victory there, holding up his hand and saying, happy days are here again? But I think Nikki Haley had an opportunity to win the whole thing. Even before the convention, you know, the deck was stacked. That's what it is with white people anyway. It's stacked against you. That's why I can't even breathe hardly here. It's a Republican area. It's a white area. Black people like me mostly are poor. So the deck is stacked against us. Then they keep taking away whatever little inroads we made, such as affirmative action, which was placed there most time, first of all, for white folks who were in the same situation where they were poor immigrants, just like Donald Trump's folks that they talk about at the border. So you got now Donald Trump and Joe Biden, who I hadn't mentioned yet, I hadn't forgotten, arguing over an ice cream cone. Should the president be seen licking an ice cream cone in public with a smile on his face while children are starving in Gaza? That's just as bad as he's sitting there on Air Force One with his golden service with a McDonald's hamburger and french fry in front of him. I myself would not have allowed them to get me in a situation like that. I would tell them, I'll hold off on ice cream. Thank you so much. if you want to go in and meet the people, make people shake hands and thank him so much. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Give you a little sample, maybe in a little Dixie cup with a little spoon, usually be a little wooden spoon. Oh, very good. You don't finish the whole thing. You pass it on and move on. Shaking hands, meeting people. Here, this elderly man who don't get out much, they are now getting at him because he went to the border the same time that Trump went to the border, Biden, and because he had an ice cream cone along with other people. See, if I had been the chief of staff or the campaign manager for these people, I would have stopped them. I stopped some of these people here from doing things like that, making a boob of themselves in such a situation. It made them look good. And when I stopped making them look good, they stopped looking good. So I could have taken Nikki Haley and dressed Nikki Haley from the 9 to the 10s. Could have made all the political advertisements and advertisements for Nikki Haley, got her a campaign song that was catchy, that would, you know, when you looked up on the sign, you see Nikki Haley there all over the place. You didn't do that, but you saw Donald Trump. It's an interesting thing I just saw on social media tonight. By the way, Twitter, Facebook, and so forth were down for a time today. Some people think that it may have been hacked. I'm not making an allegation. I'm just saying I don't know. They're not giving a reason. Say technical difficulties. But I can tell you, they don't want me to give you information that's correct. Information that other people don't give you. You see the numbers coming in. I don't have to tell you who's ahead, who's not ahead, and so forth. But I keep going back to tell you, if it had been done properly, as I told you when Nikki Haley was running primaries and the debates, that she was going to beat DeSantis and leave him in her dust. DeSantis had a mouth on him like Trump. Oh, how bad he talked about her and Christie and so forth. Christie was a little more magnanimous. I don't even think DeSantis is on the list for vice president. I would have Nikki Haley way up there. Nikki should go completely to the convention. She knows she's probably not going to get the nomination, but just come out and say she's not going to get the Republican nomination. But to go to the Republican convention as the most powerful woman and be able to speak up for the Republican women, to talk to the platform committee and determine in an era of reverse Roe versus Wade and birth control and, should women be able to have children if they're not normally able to have them on their own? Should science help them along? Do they have to go to another state and can states keep them out? Can they be punished? Can they be put in prison? Could they be given a death sentence because a fetus die or embryo die? You know, they just convicted a mother here in Michigan because her child killed 4 students in Michigan school. The father's going on trial now. This is not the first time they come down on mothers and fathers and say, your child is on dope because you were strung out on it, and we're going to hold you accountable for it. We act like it's the first time. We act like it's the first time that someone giving somebody a gun was given time to. Hell, they have executed people who didn't even fire their shot because they were there, drove the car, gave the gun, or whatever. We're living in a day of Big Brother and Big Sister. And you better put your big boy and girl drawers on. You know, like say, make sure they're clean because you don't know if you end up in the hospital. Your mother and father tell you that. The situation is such that now you got in Gaza. I have to make a report about that I spoke about the other day. Why would you go into a hospital where someone is lying in bed with tubes up their nose, up their behind, and so forth, and coming out to Johnson, and shoot them? That you would not put a guard at the door, somebody in the room, and when they're able to move, move them. When they're able to be questioned, question them. What do you do not want them to be able to say that you killing all of the leaders? There's not one that you have asked the question yet. There's not one document you showed that you have captured. You showed all the tunnels. I want to see what documents you have captured. They're saying that there's probably more hostages dead because the Jews keep saying what they're not going to do. Now, this gives another important situation. Vice President Kamala Harris came out a day or so ago and told him, said, I want a ceasefire for, 30 days or whatever, so that the humanitarian peace be had. This is the first time I saw Vice President Harris in a dress, a skirt. She's looking presidential, would you not say? I think that was deliberate. I think that you maybe she would go to a funeral or so forth like that, but she liked her pants, which is okay, fine with me. I watched the history program yesterday. They had a woman back in the Civil War won the Medal of Honor. Well, I knew who they were talking about already, Dr. Mary Walker. And she liked to wear men's clothing. Some say that she was gay. And it wasn't just because it was comfortable. She just liked men's clothing. She just wore the complete outfit, including the top hat like Abe Lincoln. She didn't look like, conventionally, what they thought that a female back in the 1860s should look like. So Kamala Harris, if you look at the world stage, most of the women are in skirts and dresses. Are they trying to get Kamala Harris perked up for a position to maybe do a little more assisting to President Biden, including step in for him if he had to step down? I just heard another that says that there's a rallying cry now for former First Lady Michelle Obama to become the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. She's no fool. She's not going to go into this now, and her husband and children got to deal with all these things, especially deal with Donald Trump. That's not what she's interested in. Why do you think Hillary Clinton didn't get back involved in it again? Because they don't want to be bothered with Donald Trump and what they had to put up with before and dealing with his folks and the fools. I just saw another thing that I told you about before. You know, I always question about Donald Trump at his rallies. There's always black faces that seem to be on the stage and around him, and seem to be a lot of black people that I wonder, who are those people that they get main stage over all the rest of those white folks there? Well, I just saw on social media when I fired it back up, Attorney Ben Crump said, and allegedly, and he showed a picture of Donald Trump surrounded by black women, that he says is done by AI, artificial intelligence. I told you before, probably some of those things are artificial intelligence. Some of those people may be paid actors to be in those positions or invited just to come there. They're not necessarily a supporter. They say, hey, ride along with me. Hey, sit here. Here your seat. Here's a sign. You're automatically a Donald Trump supporter, and you're black, or you're female. So they don't believe what Mr. Larry tell you, but everything I've told you, including like I told you at the hospital, what they're going to do to me. It seemed like, is this guy crazy? Is he for real? Yeah, I wouldn't wish the illness and the sickness I had on you. I'm coming out of it. Maybe I'm all right. Maybe I join my friend in death. I don't know. Hope not. Hope to go on a long way. They're talking about life expectancy maybe in a few years, well over 117 years old. I have no problem living that long, as long as you leave me alone. That's sheesh. I can get up and get out of here and give me some victuals. I can take care of myself. I don't need nobody to come in and sign no documents to try to sign my rights over to them so that I can be mistreated. What I create belongs to them, not to me. They're not going to do Wendy Williams on me. Sheesh. So I had to tell you these things as we watch Nikki Haley and Trump. Good old state of Arkansas. Pappy. Trump, 70,000. Haley, 20,000. Look at Biden. Biden got over 33,000 votes so far. Phillip, who I hadn't heard anything about, Williams, 12,000 to 10,000. I got more than that myself. A sheesh. Hey, this a blip. But is it fair that they did not give Philip, they did not give Williams, son, who are on the ballot, equal time or enough time that you could know who they are or you can identify them? That's not fair. The election process that they started, that they worried about insurrection, they need to be worried about the Electoral College, removing it. Well, you don't have all these things as saying committed to votes and so forth. All these people that are committed and so forth should be committed maybe to an idea to go to the convention and hold an idea, but not necessarily support a candidate. And a candidate come out of, whether it come out of a smoke-filled room or come out of the election machine, election machinery. It's a known fact that you want these people to be not only qualified, but these people dedicated to the job, to what they want to do. I would like to have seen Donald Trump's family more than hearing about his daughter or so forth, or daughter-in-law going to be on the Republican committee. I would much rather have them tell me how great he is and what virtues he has. Sheesh. Why should we buy his shoe over buy Shaq? A shoe, or by LeBron's shoe, who, by the way, scored over 40,000 points, and Caitlin beat the top collegiate scorers. Pete Maravich's record to me was a little tainted because I think Pete wasn't that great of a shooter. They call him Pistol Pete. He was the son of the coach, but he shot all the time. Every time he got the ball, he shot it. And I remember analysis during that time period stated he missed more than he hit. So quite naturally, if you're shooting more than anybody else, you're going to probably score more than anybody else. That's why Pistol Pete had the record in the first place. He wasn't like a Lynette Woodard that worked for her points. She didn't shoot every time she got the ball. We come up to the State of the Union address in a couple of days or so from President Biden. Want to hear his stance on the issues, and we're going to do our special show then also. I want you to know and see the difference in what you're doing. You got white men who are mad because they supposedly are falling behind. So they wanted to get someone like Donald Trump and put him out in front of them and say, well, this man I know is not a greater man as I am, but he's got more money than I do. He's famous. He's been on television. And sheesh. So that makes him better than I am. So I had to support him for president. No. You don't or should not have. You got a nation of white men and you couldn't pick no one better than Donald Trump. You're really falling off. You really should be ashamed. Ashish. You really need to say, we are in dire straits. If that's the best you could put out there, That's hero, you know. Remember in the biblical, they had Samson and Goliath, and they looked, you know, a big giant like that Hercules. Then they come with little David, with just a little slingshot, and said that, as Goliath was standing there looking at David, and they were laughing at him, you know, is that the best you got? This guy could take his helmet off his head, Goliath, and cover David with it, probably. They all had a big belly laugh, a hearty laugh that it just shook the mountains and so forth. Sometimes the least is better than the one that you think is your best. So they could have gone out and got someone else and ran them and beat the heck out of Donald Trump. Donald Trump should not have won the first time. He knows that. He was defeated the second time he ran. Odds are he will be defeated this time also. But why waste your vote like that? You got to do it now because your money behind that horse. We're just about ready to end this show. I'm glad that the voice held up and the strength held up and I'm all right. Like I said, things aren't 100%, but I'm not complaining. I'm still on the side of the living. Many people are not. Ashish. Younger people. People that look healthier. Gone. In a twinkling of an eye. These people want the same for me. They don't want me here. They don't want me even in this apartment. They don't want me to be comfortable. They don't want me to live. I got to put up with all kind of bull because people want to be on my level. I never said my level was high. But my level and step has always been higher than theirs because theirs was a bottle or a joint. Fighting in the street, fighting at the taverns and so forth. I didn't do that. In the church, whoring and all that, I didn't do that kind of stuff. Go to school, don't learn. Go to work, stealing from the job. That you're making more money than you ever did, but you got to steal a box. You know, that's one thing they said about Friday. They asked Craig, he said, well, how did you lose your job on your day off? Well, they said I was stealing boxes. You didn't have sense enough to ask if you could have had an empty box, or could you buy an empty box because you're working for it? So you let them get you behind the eight ball. They probably didn't want you in the first place, and they got you gone. They could never get me like that. They did everything they could to get rid of me in jobs. I told you, 5 years and so or more, harassment every day, every hour, with the look of the devil on their face, grinning, hoping I got him now. And I just like Pappy, keep my mouth closed, keep on going, because I know I had things I wanted to do. If that was, would it go get me a hamburger at another place, when I got off work, and I did, sometimes a pizza, or would I want to run for president? I put my money on myself. I had office. I had everything I wanted to have. Advertisement. They didn't like that. All the money they made couldn't buy them happiness, contentment. I came home contented every day. First of all, I'll be away from them, but I made another day closer to whatever I wanted to do, whether it was to purchase something or whether it was to get something for mother or father or someone I thought high of. And most of the time, they didn't think high of me. But I hung in. So that bothers me that the white men could not feel a better feel than Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and others. Even the Kennedys can't lost their luster. They don't command what they commanded years ago. You immediately say, let a Kennedy do it, especially if you're a Democrat. Now, the Republicans have no fear. You don't have any real Republican families anymore. You know, you had the Kiafers and the Lodges and the other big political families, the Roosevelts, as well as the Kennedys, the Tafts. Nobody wants the job that's been around the job for a while, meaning kids. The kids don't want to go into the line of business that dad and mother was in. Let's see where we got now. CNN projects that Trump is winning all of the states, Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Maine, and North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. Biden is leading North Carolina there's no real reason why women should allow Donald Trump to do this. And that's simply for what Donald Trump been to and did against women of the world. Not only to his own women at home. So I wonder, when I get off here, I want to listen and hear, are they going to show Melania? If she is she going to be in the background? She come out, nod, go back to the background? Or she's not going to be there at all? There's something wrong and gone wrong in that house. And I don't blame her. It's just like with Clinton. Hillary wasn't pleased with Bill. And the world knew that. The world knew that there were problems in the White House. We got just a few more minutes to go on the show. I want you all to come back because we're going to do our special show, our State of the Union show. I'm going to give you what I think need to be the State of the Union and what need to be done. As I state that Haley should be right now and getting herself prepared for the next primaries and so forth to have her a running mate already named. And that might be done. Watch and see, folks. Mr. Larry is the political expert, the constitutional expert. You know, Ronald Reagan said when he was shot that he was so scared to give up the presidency, the 25th Amendment, when he temporarily gave it to Vice President Bush, because he thought that Vice President Bush may not give it back. Sheesh. And there's no legal right that he had to give it back. He had to trust in him, just like he did when he picked him. When you look at the fact that Donald Trump picked Mike Pence to be his vice president and mistreated him as he did, that he was the first one to go. How can you say that Trump wasn't far behind him? The election that was run by Mike Pence was a very poorly ran election. He won the governorship, you could say, a little by luck and by being at the right place at the right time. But there's no way that he should have been the first to leave the primaries and the debates. He said, okay, y'all treat me bad, I'm gone. Boom, bam. See ya. He may be like me, really don't need the job. Hey, you get down to it. Some people just must have the attention of having a position like president or vice president or whatever, no matter how bad they're treated. He's gone back and you ain't heard nothing from him. He might be getting ready that you're going to hear from him in years to come. I wonder what would a Nikki Haley, Mike Pence ticket look like. They're just throwing it out. Throwing it out and say that, could it possibly be a winning ticket for the convention? Meaning not to win the nomination. We know that's going to be sold up. But when they go to the convention, they got something to say. Pence has something to say. He should have something to tell Trump and let him know. This is where we stand. And if you won't ever again to be in the good graces of my eyes, which you probably will never be anyway, whether you want so or not, These are things that you're going to have to adhere to. Glad that you come to hear at the house of Larry Lamont's, where you always get a double help of the justice and truth. We don't play around here. We give it to you, you know, with both barrels. Don't hold back. Holding back ain't going to do no good. Trying not to hurt somebody's feeling ain't going to do no good. So I'm here telling you these things that we're about ready to get out of here at 6:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're talking about live there. Now nine. There you go. I know you should know how to count. Tell time and so forth. I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show. I always enjoy this election coverage. Vermont. Nikki Haley is in the lead, 48.2% to 48%. It was winnable. And she knew what she was doing. That doesn't mean that she's not a good leader. She's just not a good campaigner and a good PR person. And she needed to get rid of those that she had and those who were doing their makeup and hair and got new people in to get her up and going the next few days for the next primaries and the convention. So when she rolled out into the convention and they play whatever song she wants to be her theme song, when she comes out on stage and waves to the people, you're going to have a lot of Nikki Haley people in the crowd waving Nikki Haley signs and balloons and confetti and all this as she's standing there probably with her husband, Major in the National Guard. Well, you listen to the House of Larry Lamont, where you always get a double help for the justice and truth. God bless you. You take it easy. And sheesh. I don't care what you think about me. But I love you an awful lot. And sheesh.